Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the most fascinating magic show in America, watching corporate legacy media cover Donald Trump. It's like watching a group of hall monitors try to discipline the class clown who just became principal. The mainstream media has perfected the art of breathless coverage that somehow says everything and nothing at the same time. Trump makes controversial statement. Yeah, that's like saying water is wet, or airline food is disappointing. At this point, that should just be the permanent chyron on every news channel. They've turned political journalism into the world's most expensive game of whack-a-mole. Every day there's a new outrageous statement, and the media dutifully reports it with the same shock tone they'd use if they discovered gravity for the first time. Breaking news! Man who said outrageous thing yesterday says another outrageous thing today. Truly groundbreaking journalism. The both sides coverage is particularly amazing. It's like reporting on a house fire by saying some say the house is burning, others disagree, while standing in front of actual flames. They've created this bizarre alternate reality where every story needs to be balanced, even when one side is demonstrably wrong or completely bonkers. Watch how they cover his rallies versus actual policy discussions. Trump did spend an hour talking about sharks and electrocution, and the headline will be, Trump energizes base at rally. Meanwhile, a detailed policy proposal gets covered like it's homework nobody wants to do. In other news, someone wrote some boring words about healthcare. More on this, never. The sandwashing is incredible. Trump says something completely unhinged, and by the time it gets through the corporate media filter, it comes out as, Trump offers unconventional perspective on complex issue. It's like having a translator who thinks word salad is actually a sophisticated foreign language. They've mastered the art of manufacturing suspense about things that aren't actually suspenseful. Will Trump face consequences for this latest controversy? Well, spoiler alert, probably not, but let's spend three news cycles pretending it's a real cliffhanger. The fact-checking feeder is particularly entertaining. They'll spend 10 minutes explaining why something obviously false is false, then immediately give equal time to someone defending the lie. It's like having a meteorologist explain why it's raining, then interviewing someone who insists it's actually sunny because they have an umbrella. Corporate media treats every Trump statement like it's coming from a normal politician operating in good faith. They keep applying traditional political analysis to someone who operates by completely different rules. It's like trying to referee a football game where one team decided they're actually playing rugby. The ratings chase is obvious too. They complain about Trump being bad for democracy while simultaneously giving him billions in free coverage because controversy pays the bills. They've created a monster, and now they're mad it won't stay in the cage they built for it. Meanwhile, actual governance gets covered like it's the world's most boring documentary. Policy details? Snooze fest, inflammatory tweet, stop the presses. They've turned political coverage into reality TV, where the most dramatic person always gets the most screen time. The best part is watching anchors try to maintain their serious news face while reporting on the latest Twitter tantrum or rally rant. You can see them dying inside as they attempt to analyze word soup with the same gravity they'd use for a State of the Union address. So here's to corporate legacy media, turning American politics into the world's longest-running soap opera, where logic goes to die and ratings go to live. They've perfected the art of being shocked by the completely predictable while treating the abnormal as just another day at the office. Stay tuned for more of the same tomorrow, because apparently, that's what passes for journalism now.